Today on Real Life Radio.
You understand something? Listen, your wife may be an absolute scumball, and your husband may be an absolute scumball. God says, listen, I'm committed and devoted to getting your marriage on track.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Forgiveness. Some of us want to hear it at times, and some of us don't. The Gift of Forgiveness, the feature offer for May by Dr. Charles Stanley. It's a wonderful book. And friends, listen, honestly, we always have great resources for you, but this is extra special. And here's the reason why. We so much misunderstand the ministry of forgiveness. Please get a copy of this book for yourself. It will change your life, and you might be surprised to find out that forgiveness actually winds up setting you free. Find out more by getting this special May Resource of the Month offer, The Gift of Forgiveness by Dr. Charles Stanley.
The Gift of Forgiveness by Charles Stanley is our gift to you for your generous donation of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. Go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message titled God, Marriage, and Divorce, The Dangers of Splitting Up a Home, Part 1. 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Corinth, and as a disclaimer, this particular message may not be appropriate for young listeners, so please take note of that if they're listening along with you. This might not be the message for them. You see, God designed marriage. We're not supposed to change it to suit our own selfish purposes. Paul was dealing with this in his time, as we're dealing with it now in our secular culture. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that our hearts need to remain pliable and soft. Unresolved hurts, unconfessed sin, and the building up of bitterness leads an unwillingness to stay together. Now with his message called God, Marriage, and Divorce, The Dangers of Splitting Up a Home, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
He goes on to say, and some scholars will argue back and forth with this, it's in our text today, is that if the non-believer that you're married to divorces you, then you're free. Some will say, you're free to remarry, but only in the Lord. Some will say, some great scholars say, no. And I personally don't agree with this one, that if a non-believer says to you, the believer, I'm out of here. You drive me nuts with your Jesus stuff. I can't take it anymore. You've done everything you can to keep that marriage together. You didn't help her get out. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Because this is the stuff that comes out in counseling. Mm-hmm. You didn't help push them out. Like you didn't create as a Christian your marriage as a living hell and drove them away and then say, look, I'm free. He left me. You can't do that. God knows. Remember how he said you'll stand before God on that dreaded day who he'll know the intents and reasons of all hearts. Think of it. This is serious stuff. Man, this is boot camp. We're like one-on-one in a marriage counseling session here right now. What is your intent? What is your motive? Paul will speak to us about these things. But there's no wiggle room here. This is what the Bible says. Based on what, Jack? That's radical. No, it's not radical if you divorce yourself from the culture and marry yourself to the will of God. Because again, he's the inventor of marriage. And this is very important. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 31, Matthew 5, 31, furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you, that was the practice of the day. But verse 32, but I say to you, that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced in the same context, knowing about her adulterous situation, he says, commits adultery. This is serious stuff. Jesus, and here's the amazing thing. You said, well, Pastor, I'm sitting here right now with my husband, and years ago there was adultery in our relationship, but we made it through. We made, that's perfect. I haven't gotten to that part yet. That is, listen, because some of you in a crowd this size, some of you hear, oh, what? Oh, my husband? Oh, my wife? Listen. This is a big deal. I'm going through a situation with a couple right now regarding this. 7 years ago, she cheated on me, but we made it work, and now he wants out. So I asked him, what's your girlfriend's name? What? I said, wait. 7 years ago, your wife cheated on you, but you guys reconciled, which is God's number one plan. Did you know that? God's number one plan, if there's adultery, is not divorce. Did you know that? Can someone say amen? I want to hear it louder. God's plan is not divorce. Yeah, but she committed adultery, so I've got to divorce them. No. God's first plan is reconciliation. Making up, getting it to work. And so when somebody comes along and says, well, you know, we have marital problems, it's a big issue. Well, what's the deal? And you start to dig deeper and you get below the surface. Well, she cheated on me 7 years ago. What does that have to do with anything? Well, I don't want to be married to her anymore. Wait. You guys have been doing fine for 7 years and now you don't want to be married to her anymore. And you're saying you have to get out of the relationship because she cheated on you 7 years ago. Are you hearing me? Here's what I'll say every time. Is what's your girlfriend's name? Or what's your boyfriend's name? And they're appalled. Oh, I can't believe I'm leaving. I'm out of this meeting. I can't take it. Oh my goodness. Guilt like you can't believe. There will always be an ungodly reason why you're going to pursue that path. Now, it may be that reconciliation has been exhausted in the context of adultery. God has made a place for that. In Malachi chapter 2, we may not get past this one verse right here. In Malachi chapter 2, church, jot it down. This is heavy stuff. Malachi 2, it's almost 3,000 years old. Malachi 2, verse 14. By the way, let me set the stage. The Israelites, listen, had gotten away from following God. And they began to marry women of pagan religions. And they were mixed. And God said, don't do that. And they did it anyway. And they had, for example, they were Israelites. They were Hebrews. And they were marrying Babylonians that worshiped 360 gods. Solomon did that, didn't he? Ruined his empire. That's the setting. God says, I'm upset with you. Yet you say, look at verse 14, yet you say, for what reason? Hey, God, why are you upset? Because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth. These guys were leaving their wives for other women. And God says, I'm a witness to it. With whom you have dealt treacherously. The word means to rob them. You are, by you pursuing other women or other men in your life, husband or wife, you have robbed your spouse. The word is powerful. It means that you've brought them to the place of being pillaged or abandoned. Yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Ooh, that's why I showed you guys the clip while they were reciting the vows. I mean, let's be honest. Do you remember your vows? I remember the vows because I give vows. I do vows. I marry people. So I know them. But do you remember the actual day and how you said it? I don't. But I do the general structure of it. You might have to review your video. Your VHS. And say, hey, look, we have our vows on tape. And you listen to it. Because chances are you don't remember. You were so nervous. You were so excited. Right? God says, hello. Church, listen. He says, I'm listening. I was there. I believed you. God says, I took those words seriously. And so he says, this is now the wife or the husband of your covenant, the word of your promise. Verse 15, Malachi 2. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the spirit? Meaning, isn't God in the spiritual mix of this? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously with the wife, or insert husband, of their youth, the one to whom they made the promise. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates putting away or divorce. God says, I hate divorce. Listen, the word hate right here in Hebrew means, God says this. God says, divorce or putting away your spouse, the word he uses for hate, is my enemy. God says this. God says when a marriage on unbiblical terms splits, God says it rips the flesh apart and leaves gaping holes in their lives. And God says, I hate my enemy. God's not saying that he hates those who got the divorce. God is saying that divorce is his enemy. Do you understand that, everybody? Because of time, we'll have to end. I'm not saying I'm ending. I'm wrapping this up. Don't get excited. I'm getting. God says, I love you, and I love the institution of marriage, and I know that it works the way I intended it when I am in the middle of it. That when divorce or putting away to make one destitute or to take your wife and say, I don't want you anymore. I'm done with you. I found a newer model. I found a younger version of what you once were. Or listen, dude, you didn't measure up to what I had hoped by this time in life, and I'm leaving you for a guy that's more successful. He's got more money. He's got a bigger house, got a more secure job. God says, that divorce, putting away, is my enemy. God, you don't think of God having enemies because he's God. Who can challenge God? Satan can't. He's God. And yet you and I have been created in the image of God, and God says, this is what I hate. That which pulls two people apart.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our culture. You'll pick today. We have our culture that says, no, this is what it means. This is marriage, and this is the definition. And I understand what I'm hearing today, that God's definition is over here. You're going to pick one. In the end, before God, only his definition will stand. Now, I understand that you may have emotions going now. You have questions. I'm going to ask you to write out these next couple weeks. You come and you listen. If you have questions, don't panic. I'm serious. Don't panic. Don't call the church. Oh my gosh, I've got 10 questions because of Sunday's message. Write them down and wait. See what God says. See what God speaks. Let's understand this right now. There is no perfect marriage. You say, well, wait a minute. If you and Lisa prayed, you guys were both Christians before you met. This is true. I'll go so far to say this. Her and I prayed constantly, and we actually asked the Lord, Lord, if we're not to be together, you let us know clearly. We spent time away from each other to pray, to seek the Lord regarding that. We had godly friends who were instructing us in how to seek the Lord in this area. So, whoa, isn't that a happy, in the ministry now? Wow, for 20 years out of those 32 years, 20 years of ministry. Listen, 20 years of ministry means our marriage was under attack more than the normal marriage. Especially if God's using the Christian today, you can be as ugly as sin itself, but God will make sure that your marriage is brought under attack. Pressures, concerns, cares. I think of my own life in the ministry when we were starting churches in Russia. Some of you, many of you were here at that time when I would speak to you on Sunday, and then I would be, by Monday morning, I would be in Russia. We would be on the streets preaching, starting churches, and on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., I would take the Lufthansa flight from St. Petersburg, Russia, and fly to Los Angeles, and I would be here for Sunday morning service, and I would do it all over again. Why? You know what? Why? Listen. Why? We're doing the will of God. He's opening up the doors. We're starting churches in Russia. People are getting saved. We've got to install pastors in these churches. By the way, those churches are still there today. And oh my, isn't that fantastic? If I'm doing all that, then surely God will take care of my home. Guess what the answer to that is? The answer to that is no. That shocked me. I didn't know that. I thought if I was doing exactly what the Bible, I'm supposed to be like Paul. I'm supposed to be starting churches. I'm supposed to be doing this. People are getting saved. I flew 250,000 miles in 1 year. You know who paid the price? There's a 3-year period of time when I don't even remember my kids growing up. I barely saw Lisa. All the while thinking I'm doing the will of God. What shall it profit a man if he gain the entire nation and have a church full of thousands of people and lose his own wife and lose his own family? Huh? Think of that. The greatest thing that you can do, and you'll hear this from me over and over again, is to invest in your marriage now. Work hard at it. My wife drives me nuts. Listen, you drive her nuts too. And let me tell you something. Oh, the grass is greener on the other side. You want to know why? You don't know what it's like to mow the grass on the other side yet. I just made that up. Did you like that? Thank you, Lord. Think of it for a moment. I'm an old guy. I remember this. You're going to hate me for this. I remember when divorce in California and America was, I knew a friend in high school, a junior high, whose parents got a divorce, and we were shocked. Because back in those days, people wrote it out, they made it work, and sometimes, listen, I stayed in the marriage for the kids. I hear that. I understand that. That's not a bad thing. What you need, though, if that's where you're at this morning, what you need is the infusion of a church family and the word of God and prayer and support and instruction. Do you understand something? Listen, your wife may be an absolute scumball and your husband may be an absolute scumball. God says, listen, I'm committed and devoted to getting your marriage on track. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll come to situations, hypothetical, some of them I'll change the names to protect the guilty. And you'll say, oh my goodness, that applies to my life. I'm going to ask you to come on these Sundays, and will you allow me this luxury? Let's forget that we're in a traditional church setting. And let's just talk Bible, okay? Let's see, because if we will receive God's word, there's great healing. And I can tell you that with Lisa and I, there were ups and downs, challenging times, fantastic times, times when it's like, oh my gosh, who is this person I married? You say, no, not you guys. Listen, no one's is exempt from the dynamics of marriage. Marriage is amazing. You say, it's amazing. You don't make it sound like it's amazing. It's because I didn't get to my study yet. God is able to cause your marriage to flourish and to prosper. And if you're here today and you're saying, not mine, I can never forgive him. I could never forgive her. Guess what? You're the one in line for the greatest blessing of all. Will you allow my God to overwhelm you? You say, that's not possible. And I know down deep inside you have justifiable hurts. Those are the ones that hurt the most. The justifiable ones. She hurt me. I caught her. I caught him. Justifiable hurts. That means they can stand up in the court of law. It's true. You were hurt. No one's denying that. Those are the hurts that hurt the most because they're real. And God says, if you give me that, I will do a miracle in your life. Don't you want to see God do a miracle? Now I am over. This is it. Last Sunday, a couple came up to me. It was so cute because they almost ran me over physically. And they were beaming. Well, when I gave the altar call last Sunday, they came. They came with the group and they came outside and I met them outside and they're just like this and they're hugging each other like, and wow, what's up? They said in March, I think it was March 31st. They said March 31st or March 30th, doesn't matter. Our divorce was to be final. But we started coming here. We started listening. And today, they said, we're dedicating our lives to the Lord and we're dedicating our marriage to the Lord. Now watch this. They're all excited. I got all excited. And behind me at the new believers, at the new beginnings table, there were about five young high school college girls at the computer centers, right? They're watching. I greet this couple. How are you? Awesome. Great to hear you. Just made my day. God bless you. See you later. And they walked away and I turned and I said, girls, come here, come here. And I got those girls together and I said, listen, do you see that couple walking away right there? See that? You need to know this. Because I know what your culture teaches. Your culture teaches marriage is bad. Marriage is not good. And I said, there's a couple who did marriage the world's way and had a divorce date. Then they decided to do it God's way and they just rededicated their lives and their marriage to the Lord. I said, girls, listen. You listen. You never, never, never forget this. Ever, young ladies. Because God can do anything in your marriage. Father, I just ask you, Lord, right now in our setting that we're in, that, Father, you would come upon these that represent marriages here right now. Marriage is broken. Maybe marriage is over. Maybe marriage is not happy, not good. What doesn't matter, Father? I pray right now. I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would give them a gigantic comma in their lives right now. A huge comma of pause. That they would wait to hear your word. And Father, that they might put their trust in what you say, not in what their emotions are saying or what maybe even friends are saying. Lord, give us all ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us from your word. And Lord, this is a tough, tough topic, and yet there's no avoiding it. It's all over our culture. We fool ourselves in thinking it can be swept under the carpet. And then 2,000 years ago, the topic comes screaming to us as it were off the front page of today's paper. Father, we call out to you this morning to heal the marriages of this church. Start here. May this place become an epicenter of redeemed marriages. We commit our lives to you now in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called God, Marriage, and Divorce, The Dangers of Splitting Up a Home, Part 1. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians, a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity, and will continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Forgiveness.
Some of us want to hear it at times, and some of us don't. The Gift of Forgiveness, the feature offer for May by Dr. Charles Stanley. It's a wonderful book. And friends, listen, honestly, we always have great resources for you, but this is extra special. And here's the reason why: we so much misunderstand the ministry of forgiveness. Please get a copy of this book for yourself. It will change your life, and you might be surprised to find out that forgiveness actually winds up setting you free. Find out more by getting this special May Resource of the Month offer, The Gift of Forgiveness by Dr. Charles Stanley.
The Gift of Forgiveness by Charles Stanley is our gift to you for your generous donation of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. Go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.